Yahweh.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, for whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 150 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. This morning we have come into this place to give him praise and to give him honor. See what the Lord has done. What we've been praying for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are more than just excited because we are aligned to the Almighty God who took care of us last night, as Sister Ruby said, watched over us, protected us, and he has given us one more day. The generations before us used to sing a song, one more time. I'm glad to be in the number one more time. I don't know about you, but this morning I'm glad. I'm glad to be in the number one more time. Amen, amen, amen. Today, yes, is Sunday. Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Sunday morning to each of you. Sunday, January the 26th. As you said, Sister Ruby, we are 26 days into this new year. And let me tell you all something. I don't have to tell you. You can give a testimony this morning. The Lord is so good to us. The Lord is awesome. He is still in charge. He is still in control. There is nothing that catches him by surprise. And I want us to know this morning, we can give him praise. We can give him honor just where we are. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm giving him praise this morning for what I saw this morning, what I saw in the spirit this morning, what I saw in the spirit that the Lord showed me this morning. And I'm so glad I can say, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What we've been praying for, the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. Amen, amen, amen. We are going to open this morning coming from Psalm 100 on today, Psalm 100. Then we will have prayer by Sister Ruby. Then we will have the reading of our word this morning. And then we will have our song of praise coming from Brother Al on today. And then we will be back with you this morning. Again, good morning and welcome to the gathering place beyond the walls. Psalm 100, and it reads, shout praises to the Lord, everyone on this earth. Be joyful and sing as you come in to worship the Lord. You know the Lord is God. He created us and we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Be thankful and praise the Lord as you enter his temple. The Lord is good. His love and faithfulness will last forever. I've read this psalm of praise this morning in our hearing, Psalm 100. It lets us know how we are to enter the courtyard, enter the temple of God. We enter giving thanks. We enter praising. We enter worship. Why? Because we know our God, the great God, the all-sufficient God, his love and his faithfulness towards us, his disciples, will last forever. Come on, Sister Reuben, lead us to the throne of grace this morning. Good morning.
Our Father,
Lord God Almighty. Lord, we come this morning just want to praise you, just want to thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you this morning, God. We want to thank you this morning because you watched over us all night long as we slumbered and slept. But, Lord, you touched us with your finger of love and our eyes came open. Lord God, we're able to move, Lord God. We're able to walk. We're able to talk. We're able to use our fingers to dial into this line to hear a word from heaven this morning. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you forgive us for all our sins, God. We ask right now that you come into our hearts this morning, Lord God. Open up our hearts, open up our ears so we can receive a word from heaven this morning, God, because we're all standing in need of one thing or another. But we just want to give you some praises because of what you've already done. Because you've already blessed us tremendous this morning. And so we just want to shout glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for our preachers, our pastors, our elders, our bishop. We thank you, Lord God, that you have sent them this way. We thank you for the ones that you can send, Lord God. We thank you for our mothers, God, our uncles, our pastors, everything that you've sent to us. We praise you for it this morning, Lord God, because, Lord God, that's just another blessing that you've stored upon us, that you let them come on this line and feed us, your people, God. And we're just so grateful this morning, Lord God, because you just have done it again and again and again. You have brought us down this far in this year because there's somebody got on this train in January. They are not here from January 1 down today, Lord God. So I'm just so grateful this morning. I'm just so overjoyed because of what you've done, what you're doing in this place right now. I'm just so grateful, God, that you keep on keeping me. You keep on keeping Sister Deborah. You keep on keeping Mother Neil, Sister JJ, Sister Gloria. Lord, you keep on keeping us. You keep on giving us strength, and I'm just so grateful. I just can't say nothing this morning, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. What we've been praying for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Amen. Amen. We are going to have the reading of our foundational scripture this morning coming from Psalm 145, beginning with verse number 1 all the way through verse number 21 this morning. Psalm 145, verses 1 through 21 this morning. And I want you all to see what the Lord has done, what the Lord is doing, and how faithful and how trustworthy and how righteous our God is. Take your minds off of anything else that's going on around us. No matter what the news is saying, CBS, NBC, ABC, or even online news, I want us to focus in and zero in on this morning. Our God is righteous. Our God is the King, and we are to praise him. Sister Wanda, come on, sister, and read our scripture this morning from Psalm 145, verses 1 through 21 this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And I'm going to read from a New Living Translation, and it read as follows. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is the most worthy of praise. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Then proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majesty, glorious splendor, and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to anger, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They would give examples of your power. They would tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does. The Lord helps with the fallen. He lifts those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give, I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. You give their food as they need it. When you open your hands, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and rescue them. The Lord protects all those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now we have our song of praise this morning, and we'll be back with you. Good morning. Thank you, sister. Brother Al.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go, but I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him deep within. My God is real, God is real, deep in my spirit, in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn, all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part. For God is real, and I can feel him in my heart. Oh, God is real. He's real in my soul, in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took my sins away. But since that day, yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel God's holy power. Oh, God is real, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Oh, God is real.
Real
in my soul, in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Brother Al, I want to thank you for that song. I know He's real. Yes, He is real in my soul, in my life, ordering my footsteps. Thank you so much. Thank you again, Sister Wanda, for walking us and walking us through the scripture passage this morning, Psalm 145. Verses 1 through 21. Sister Ruby, thank you for leading us to the throne of grace this morning. And again, want to thank all of you that are joining us here at the gathering place Beyond the Walls with your facilitator, Minister Deborah Singleton. This morning, I have asked my brother in the ministry to come and share with us on today. He certainly is a familiar voice as well as a familiar face, for many of you have met him. He is a man of God. He stands on the Word of God, and he brings us what the Word says, the promises of God, but yet he brings to us how we must live as kingdom citizens, what our responsibility is, and who we are accountable to. It is so important as we delve into our lessons that we walk away this morning not saying this was a great lesson, but not only that, but we walk away saying, here is what I must do as a disciple of Christ. We walk away knowing the work that we must do. We walk away understanding better our assignment that God has given to each of us. We walk away better knowing the characteristics and the attributes that we must have as disciples of Christ, as kingdom citizens. What better way to come into a place, whether, you know, come into this place with our Bibles open, our pen and our paper, and walking away with a big circle around, this is what I must do. This is the way I must live. This is the way I must interact with others. This is what this is all about, you all. Yes, enjoying the Word, but most of all, living the Word, being doers of the Word of God as kingdom citizens. So again, my brother will come today, Pastor Reginald Kuyper Sr. He will be bringing our message on today. And you know what? Again, I got more than one Bible open this morning looking at this particular passage of scripture from Psalm 145, verses 1 through 21 this morning. And we want to welcome all of you joining us here this morning. My very own brother, Pastor Reginald Kuyper. Good morning, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Dr. Deb, thank you for that intro to transition me into this word that we have today. Surely this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we are to be glad and rejoice in it. I know all of you were glad when He said unto you, let us go into the house of the Lord. What a glorious day. What a powerful worship and praise time we've had so far in the Lord, lifting up the name of Jesus in prayer, in song, and in reading of the scripture for today. It is my privilege and pleasure to come alongside Dr. Singleton as we continue on in the study of these scriptures in the winter quarter as we have moved forward. I think the theme was a king forever and ever. And as we moved into this part of the unit in the winter time, our God reigns. Our God reigns as king. And as Dr. Deb has shared in previous weeks, the Lord is king. The Lord is majestic. The Lord is active. And today the topic of our lesson is the Lord is righteous. What an awesome psalm that set forth before us. And I too, Dr. Deb, like you, have several Bibles open because this is such a powerful psalm and just a powerful word from the Lord today. And the title, you know, that they gave was The Lord is Righteous is befitting. But I kind of came up with something as the Lord spoke to my heart in the text itself. And that was the scripture that said, great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. So I thank God for the psalms, the psalmist that wrote these psalms. And as we know, just a little background, the psalms, the whole book of Psalms was actually broken up into what we consider five books. And we're in the fifth book of that with this particular psalm, Psalms 145. These are the songs that correspond to Deuteronomy, in a sense, and the praise of God and the word of God. When we get to Psalms 145 to 150, all of those psalms begin with praise the Lord. They all begin with the praise to our God to lift them up. And I just want to talk a little bit about praising God. Yes, we want to praise God. There's a lot of ways to praise God, and we know that in our Bible text, we use the word praise. Sometimes we see the word hallelujah, praise the Lord. But a lot of those words that were written in Hebrew were translated to our English word praise, and sometimes we have even a little deeper meaning if we know exactly what the praise was meaning to the writer at the time. And even in Psalms 145, we see that there were a couple of words that were used for the word praise. Even the psalm itself starts off with a psalm of praise of David. Yes, David's psalm of praise. And even there, that word in Hebrew was tehillah. So it was a hymn, a song. David is singing from his heart. Yes, a psalm praising God for who he is and what he does. Yes, yes. You know, even Psalms 17 and Psalms 86 were called a prayer of David. But this is the only psalm that has titled a praise of David. It just has that specific title, praise of David. We know that David was given credit for psalms, but we know that there were other psalmists that wrote some of the psalms, and some were directly attributed to David, written by David, penned by his hand, even probably set the music to him by David. And so this psalm is probably a culmination of all that David learned about God during his life, of following hard after God. Yes, David wasn't perfect, but he had a heart toward God, the Lord God Almighty. And this psalm was the last one that's considered that had been penned by David. So the ones that follow are not necessarily penned by him, even though he does get credit for the whole book of Psalms, because he was king during this time. So about the last of the nine psalms, these are this is the last one of the nine that use an acrostic format. And if you all remember, I remember Dr. Deb having covered the acrostic format, especially we think about it when we think about Psalms 119. and it's acrostic. So, but there are other psalms like Psalms 9, Psalms 10, Psalms 25, Psalms 34, Psalms 37, Psalms 111, Psalms 112, Psalms 119, and now Psalms 145 are acrostic type songs. In other words, there is a corresponding Hebrew alphabet that lines up the psalms as they go through each verse of psalm. And five of the nine across the psalms are attributed directly to David. Yes, and being acrostic, they was kind of, when we think of that, we can think of our alphabet. The Hebrew language had its alphabet. Ours starts with A, B, C, and goes on to Z, 26. Theirs has 22. We note that in this particular psalm, there are 21 verses, but there's a reason. If you look at the King James, there is a portion that has been had been uncovered from ancient manuscripts, that there was another portion of a verse that's added into the NIV. You can see it in that version. And so that's added in. I'm covering some technical stuff up front. We just want you to understand the power of writing of the scripture of the psalm. The psalmist put thought and meditation into what they were doing. So that there was a lot that went into what they wrote for us. And this is why it's so powerful to us. We're talking about the living word of God. We're talking about our God who's alive. We're talking about a God that they came to know and to praise him for his mighty works. Amen. As we get into the psalm itself, we'll see the power of that as it goes forth before us. Amen. Amen. So that's not as important to us as the content, but we understand some of the structure of what the psalm has been presented to us. Amen. And as Dr. Singleton was saying, the power of this, as we think about the scripture, as we go through it, we will go through it. And as we think about it, we will make observations of this scripture. As we go through, we will make observation. And then we will try to apply to our lives today. But surely what was good for them back then is good for us today. And then we want to know what it is that God wants us to do as we continue to go forth and become the salt and light of the world. As we go forth to carry out our mission of Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. As we continue to go forth to spread the gospel of peace, we must know as much as we can about our God, because it's our testimony, hallelujah, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is our testimony that will make the difference in the lives of others. Amen. So we want to look at that. So we want to think about some things. And Dr. Deb had posed some questions to you, and I posed some other questions that you may want to either think or ponder upon as we go through the scripture text. We want to know some things about how long and how often should we plan to praise God. I want you to think about that as we go through. I want you to think about what must be realized about God's greatness. What should we know about God? How should we relate to God? How should each of us spiritually respond to God's greatness as we become more aware of how great our God is? And we should ask the question, what should we pause to meditate about our God? David spent a lot of time with the Lord. As a shepherd boy, he spent time with God. He spent time with God, and God raised him up to be a king of his nation, Israel. Yes, even from a shepherd boy to a king of a nation, being faithful to God, getting to know God. So it wasn't so much about his stature. It wasn't so much about all of his abilities, but it was about his availability to God, about his willingness to submit himself to God, about his willingness to be obedient to God. Yes, he made mistakes. We even see in this psalm, he even speaks to those who may have fallen in their walk. But even in the way we understand this, we should ask ourselves these things. How does this psalm resonate with us? In what ways does God show his goodness in this psalm? and to whom the Lord is good and compassionate. Our God is good and compassionate. So there's so much to unpack here in this psalm. We will try to do it, amen, as we walk through this. And I pray that as you have studied and hopefully you have studied some of this as you moved toward this Sunday and you have done some reading, even some other reading that supported this, and we want to touch some of that as well. And we want to share with one another what God is saying to us and how we can take what this psalm is saying to us and apply it in our ministry today. Amen. So let us walk through this psalm and let's see what the psalmist has to say to us. Amen, amen, amen. I will go and read verses 1. Verse 1 says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Amen, amen. Yes, we will extol him, to extol him. Yes, that means to lift him up to a high place. In this Tehillah psalm, in this Tehillah praise that David is saying, I will lift God up to a lofty heavenly place. I will lift him up above everything. And as Dr. Deb said, we should get to a point at times when we're not thinking about anything else but about our God. We extol him. We lift him up high above everything. Yes, high above the heavens, high above the earth. Yes, even David is saying here, he will lift him up high. Lord, I lift your name up, God. I lift you up, oh God, because you're my God. You are my creator, my God, my Elohim. You are my creator, and you're my king. Oh, king, he submits himself. David was a king, but he recognized God as the king of kings. Yes, he was the king over David. Yes, David was an earthly king, but God was the king of kings. So he lifts him, David. David lifts God up. He extols him. Some scripture says, exalt him. Yes, my God. Is he your God? Is he your king? Yes. Can we lift our God up to the highest place? God is first, preeminent in our lives. He is first. And David said, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Listen, just right there in verse 1 is such power as David opens up his psalm. Say, Lord, I lift you up so high, Father. I lift you up, and I will bless your name forever. Yes. That word bless is the Hebrew word barak, means I will kneel and I will show you the praise that you deserve. I will kneel and I will salute you, O God. I will salute you and I give you all the praise that's worthy to you. I will show an abundant reverence for who you are, God. I bless you, Lord. And I will do it forever and ever. David saying as long as he has breath, he's going to praise God and lift him up high. That's how it should be for us. As long as we have breath, we should be willing to lift God up. Yes, you're going to go through some things. I have some friends that are going through things. I thank God for the Spirit of God that's in them. One cancer, but he lifts up the name of the Lord. Still praying for others in the midst of the battle. We have to lift him up forever and ever. Yes, we lift him up forever. And look at the emphasis, forever, through eternity. Even when I leave this life, there's going to come a continuation of praise in the heavenly realm. Yes, I will praise him forever throughout eternity. We give praise to God. Thank you, David, for telling us we would need to lift him up and praise him forever. Now, I want to walk through the verses, even though these were not part of the reading, but this is part of the continuous text reading that we were charged to do. So let's walk on through the psalm with David. He says in verse number 2, every day I will bless you. Every day.
Yes, we get up every day and we should bless God. The first thing we should do is bless God. We thank him for raising us up in the morning, for our early rising. But let's bless him. Oh, God, you're so awesome. Listen, and he said, and I will praise his name forever and ever. Now he said, I'm going to praise. There he's saying, highlight. The Hebrew is highlight. So he said, I'm going to praise your name. I'm going to brag about your character. I'm going to brag about who you are, God, because you're perfect. You're awesome. I'm going to brag about you, God, forever and ever. Yes,
yes, sir.
That's why we love Psalms 150 that says, let everything that has breath. But he's talking about, David said, I am. We should be able to say, I am going to praise God forever and ever. Yes. Why? Because great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Yes, he is great. He is awesome. He's magnificent. He's glorious. He's splendid. And he's greatly to be praised. We boast about our God because our God is able to do anything. He can do anything. He doesn't fail us. He is aware of everything that's going on in our lives. And regardless of what we face, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Praise
yes,
the Lord
sir.
Today.
Hallelujah.
Praise
yes,
our God.
Sir.
Yes,
yes,
yes, yes. The psalmist David is pouring out his heart, Dr. Deb. He's pouring out. He said he's coming to a culmination of understanding of the greatness of God. And he said, and his greatness is unsearchable. I try to understand God sometimes. We can't understand his ways or not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are unsearchable, it says in the King James. Yes, yes. Some it says no one can fathom is what it says in the NIV. But we want to get in the midst of that to try to experience God as much as we can because God makes the difference in our life. Listen, I can tell you and I could testify even this week, a light affliction. You know, colds and flu and different things come. These are light afflictions, really. You know, there are worse things that some people face. You know, people lost everything in the fire, different things. But what I can say is that something happens when I praise God, even in the midst of what I feel inside, what I may be going through. But when I began to boast about my God, some kind of way it just brings a little heat inside. And sometimes I know ministers have testified that they have gone into the ministry of the pulpit not feeling their best. But when they got up there and they began to talk about the goodness of God, and they talked about God, you wouldn't even have known. But as soon as that anointing came off after they finished, sometimes they went back and still felt a little bit. But there's the power of fervent praise to God. Can change our life. It ignites us. David said, great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. Yes, and then he goes on in verse 4, and he said, for one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare the mighty work. Yes, yes, yes. So our parents told us about the goodness of God. We tell our children about the goodness of God. They tell their children about the goodness of God. But wait, even in the midst of that, the youngest generation, the millennials, the X and Z's, or whatever we call them today, the apples are coming up. They could testify to what God is doing in their generation right now. Come on, somebody. I've heard some young people testify about what God is doing. So from generation to generation, and then there's an exchange from generation to generation about the goodness of God. Yes, if there's any young people on the line, tell us about the goodness of God in your life. Yes, because you can praise the Lord and talk about his mighty works in your life. Yes, we rehearse his mighty works. We think about the Israelites. They talk about the Red Sea. Some of them that were talking about this didn't experience the crossing of the Red Sea, the setting free of bondage out of Egypt, but their foreparents told them about it. Yes, our foreparents told us about bondage in this country and the freedom that we gained. Yes, but we testify today that our God is still the same God that he was yesterday, today, and he will be the same God forever.
Yes, we testify that God is who he says he is, and we can declare his mighty acts in our lives. So somebody ought to be able to testify what the Lord has done in their life. Yes, David goes on to say, if you notice, a lot of it, he said, I will. See, you got to want to praise. I will praise. Yes, I will speak of the glorious honor of your majesty, Lord. Verse number 5, I will speak of the majesty, O God, your majesty, O Lord, and of your wondrous works. You know, I hope that some of you have had some experiences that God has done in your life that you could testify on what God has done. Yes, it's almost like, you know, when David is saying, I will praise him, it's almost like he's making us feel like if he didn't praise him, something is wrong. It's like we should never withhold our praise from God. Yes, we got to be willing to lift him up, to exalt him to that place, to that high place. Yes, yes, we want to be at that place with him. Lord, take us to the place that's higher than ourselves so we can testify of your wondrous work. I think about some of the characters in Scripture. I think about Moses on the mount, holy ground, how that must have impacted him to be in that place with God. Yes, yes, be with God. Verse 6 says, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. Yes, there were some people who had experienced the wrath of God. Yes, the power of God, his awesome power coming against them. Maybe they were the enemies of Israel. Yes. So we can speak of his mighty acts. Terrible doesn't always mean bad, but it's great, awesome. It could be judgment. And he said we could declare about his greatness. Verse 7, he said, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. So we're talking about his righteousness here, which is the lesson. The Lord is righteous, but he's also gracious. Verse 8 said, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. Yes, yes, yes. I'm thinking about Moses when I read that. Yes, when God revealed himself to Moses in Exodus chapter 34. Yes, go back and read it. Chapter 34, Exodus verse 5 through 9. Yes, the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with Moses there. Oh, my God, stood with him. And proclaim the name of the Lord. The Lord proclaimed his own name. And the Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Yes, the Lord, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin that will by no means clear the guilty. Yes, he has to visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, unto the third and the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped God. And he said, Lord, if I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. For it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thy inheritance. When I read that, it makes me think about us today. Sometimes we are stiff-necked people too.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes we are stiff-necked and won't obey and be obedient to God. But just as Moses interceded and pleaded to God, knowing who God is, he humbled himself and he worshiped him. And he asked him if he had found grace. If I found favor in your sight, God, I pray, come among us. Yes, come among us and forgive us of our sin. Yes, even the Lord heard that cry, and the Lord tabernacled among them. And even for us today, he sent Jesus back to tabernacle amongst us. Yes, he heard us to give us a way to extend grace. Yes, he's righteous. Yes, in his righteousness, God has to judge the sin of man. He has to judge our sin, but in his grace, he's offered us a way of forgiveness for eternal life, a way to pardon our sins through the blood of Jesus. In our God, all right. So listen to David. David is talking from his perspective of this thing. Moses had his perspective of knowing and dealing with God. Even the Apostle Paul had his experience with God on the road to Damascus. He had his epiphany of who God is. Yes, he thought he knew who God was. Yes, he was a Pharisee, so he thought he knew. But when he met him, and he had to deal with the power of God, he humbled himself. Lord, what would you have me to do? Yes, what is our mindset toward God today? We understand that God must be praised. We must lift him up. Yes, we must give him praise. We must give him praise. God is good to all people. Yes, he is. Listen. The Lord is good to all, he says in verse 9. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works, over all his creation. Some theologians would call that a common good. There's a common grace that God has, a common grace that God extends to all creation. Listen, God is good to all. Yes, and his tender mercies are over all his works. When we think about his tender mercies for the ladies on here who have had children, when you cuddle that baby in your arms and you show the love and tenderness toward that baby, that child, this is how God sees his creation. This is how God sees us. He's tender toward us. Yes, he is righteous, and yes, he will know that judgment will come, but his desire is to extend his loving grace. He is both the same. He's both righteous and gracious at the same time because he's God. So he loves us. He so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, that so whoever should believe on him would not perish to hell but have everlasting life. Yes, God loves us. His tender mercy endures even today. Yes, we thank God for his mercy and his grace upon our lives. Yes, we love this God. Yes, we love this God, this almighty God, our King. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. He goes on and he starts in verse 10. We'll just pick up. This is where we pick up from our lesson text in verse 10. And he begins to outline some things. Now he has talked to us about this awesome God, about his wondrous works. And now he's going to tell us some more about his character. Yes, he's going to tell us some more about the character of this God, why he's so awesome, why he's so great and greatly to be praised. Yes, just by being God alone makes him worthy of praise, makes him worthy of our honor and our servitude and our obedience. He goes on to say that all your works shall praise you, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Yes, everything that you created, Lord, praise you. When we look at creation, when we go out and look at the plants and the flowers, the trees, and all God has created, it gives a praise to God. It testifies in the glory and the beauty of God, for God created the heavens and the earth. Yes, we look in the sky and look at the stars, and we are mystified about how they are in the sky. Yes, but the saints, he wants the saints. He wants those that believe in him to bless him. So those that are following God, those that are going after God, those that are obedient to Christ, we will bless the name of the Lord. Yes, we bless him. Yes, so that's what we do. We bless him. And in some of the reading, there was something, yes, that talked to some of these things in some of the reading that we had. Yes, I think there was a reading in Colossians where it went on to talk about some of the characteristics of God. Yes, he started talking in Colossians, yes, yes, about the kingdom of God. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying. That's Paul praying for the Colossians. Yes, they're continually asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Christ, and through Christ to reconcile himself to all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. My brothers and sisters, we come into a knowledge of God. We accept God. We must realize that he has reconciled himself, us to himself. And it's through the blood of Jesus, and yes, the blood, that we have peace with God. Yes, we too can talk about his goodness. We too can lift him up. We can talk about his powers. In verse 11, the saints shall speak of the glory of his kingdom and talk of his power, and to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. We are to testify who God is. Listen, we are to testify. We know this. We know this. We don't have to do it in a way that's offensive to people. They may be offended because they're just offended about God. Some people won't accept the beauty of what you know about God. But that doesn't mean that you shy away from sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that you shy away from testifying to what God has done in your life. It doesn't mean that you shy away from testifying of how good God is. Yeah, some people might look at it and say, well, why you love God like that? Look what's happening in your life. What are you saying? Just like Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You got to be made up in your mind that you know who God is. I believe that when you have an encounter with God, nobody on earth could ever change your mind about God. I can't imagine anybody changing Moses' mind about God. I can't imagine anybody changing Elijah's mind about God. I can't imagine anybody changing Paul's mind about God, or the disciples who walked with Jesus, about Christ, about God. Once you have been in God's presence, how could you ever deny him again in your life? Yes, and praising God isn't always emotional, but it can involve our emotions. So we don't shy away from being human, but we want to praise him from the depths of knowing who God is. Yes, so sometimes we go in to the gathering of people and somebody had to say, can everybody praise God? Can I get, what? I'm praising God because I know who he is before I even get there. I know who he is because I spend time with him. I know with him because I talk to him. I know who he is because he's shown himself strong in my life. So, yes, when it's time to praise, we praise from a deep understanding of who God. That's what David is trying to get us to see in this song. He's got to a point where he's saying, I have to extol this God. I got to put him up so high. David was a king. He had power, but he knew that God had all power. You got to get to that point. I sometimes want to get back to a place. Dr. Dale, we talked about going back to Bethel, the house of God, the place where I first met God, the first when he first showed his light to me, when I first came into the knowledge of the power of who he is, because that is where the praise springs from the knowledge of who God is. Lord have mercy. So we must understand God in that way. Let me go on. There's a lot of things in these verses we want to go through and see what he's saying. Okay, so we have to be able to spread this good news about who God is. You know, my family kind of laugh at me, especially my wife. Sometimes we're driving and we're going into a parking lot, say to a grocery store, to an apartment store, department store, something like that, or where are we going? And it got so bad now. Sister Ruth was so bad now when we would drive up and the parking slot is right there up front. I just said, y'all already know he loved me. Y'all already know he loved me. Look, that seems so simple, doesn't it? But can you have a simple faith and then get to a greater faith? Listen, when I drive in that parking lot, I'm going with expectation, God. Now maybe he want me to walk for some exercise, so whenever I don't have one, I'd accept the faith. But it's amazing to me that I could drive up and look like all the parking spaces are full, and boom, there's one right there. That seems kind of simple. But I want to take that simple faith. I use it as a testimony to my family. I said, Jesus loved me. I said, Jesus loved me. He loved me in the little thing. So I know he loved me in the big thing. He already saved me. So he loves me. Now, does he chastise those whom he loves? Oh, yeah. Anybody who loves their child gonna spank them. Listen, they gonna punish them. They gonna put some boundaries around them if you love that child. So yes, he loves me. Yes, he chastises me, but I know he loves me. So even in the chastisement, I praise him. I say thank you, Lord. I didn't like it though, Lord. I didn't like that whooping you gave me, but I love you. I love you, Lord, because I know you care about me. I know you want the best for my life. To be obedient to you, let's move on. Lord have mercy. So, verse number 13, thy kingdom is everlasting, is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Yes, the kingdom is everlasting. David is recognizing that God is not just a kingdom over something that's going to fade away. He is the king over everlasting kingdom. And his dominion is throughout all generations. So for all the generations before us that knew God, he had dominion over the earth, over all of us, from generation to generation. The kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Everlasting kingdom. Yes. Everlasting throughout eternity. Yes. So we began to praise him now, knowing that we're going to praise him forever and ever, for his kingdom is everlasting. Yes, his dominion throughout all generations. We pass on that legacy to our children. Yes, we pass on legacies of other things. We celebrate men who have done great things, and we tend to be drawn to greatness. People love to admire greatness in other people, you know, in people. Maybe sometimes to the fault of worship almost, which is celebrity status. You know, people have celebrities that they pretty much worship. Lord help us. So we have these things that we look toward and people we look to. But what David is trying to get us to see is that the Lord God, our God, is greater than all of that. He's above all of them. So we are to know that his kingdom is everlasting. I think in one of the readings we had, it talked about Nebuchadnezzar. I think it was in Daniel. One of the readings was in Daniel about Nebuchadnezzar when he saw the statue. You know, when men make statues of themselves, they like to make them larger than life. Yes, because they want to be larger than life. Yes, yes. But I remember the Lord saying, make unto me no graven images, no likenesses. You can't contain that. You can't be put in an image. Yes, the only thing that we have that reflects him was Christ, God with us, Emmanuel. So what am I saying here? Yes, I'm just saying that just be careful on our greatness as we look to men who will fail us, earthly kingdoms that will rise and earthly kingdoms that will fall. But God's kingdom will endure throughout eternity. It will never fail. It will continue through eternity. Yes, his kingdom is everlasting. Verse 14, the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up those that be bowed down. Yes, so there's some of us who may fall, but God will try to catch us. Well, let me rephrase it. God will catch us before we fall. And even if we fall, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from the unrighteousness, whatever the fall may be. So God has his hand, and he can lift us up where we fall. He cares enough to lift us up and say, go ahead. Go ahead, Mother Corey, continue on that journey. Go ahead, Dr. Deb, continue on with the fight that you have. Uncle John, continue to minister and go forth in the work that you have to do. Brother Ab, continue to lift him up in praise and song. Yes, he lifts us up when we fall. And he raised up those that be bowed down. Yes, those that are bowed down under oppression. Yes, he will raise them up. Yes, God wants to lift up the head of the oppressed. He wants to help the poor. He wants to help those who need help. And many times he's looking to us to use us as instrument of his will to help those who need to be lifted up. Yes. Verse 15, the eyes of all wait upon the Lord, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Yes, we all look expectantly to God to do something in our situation. Our eyes are all upon him. He will give us what we need in due time. He's not saying no. He may say wait. If he's saying yes and it's something that we need, he will give it to us at the right time. We must trust God's timing in our lives. Sometimes we run ahead of God. Sometimes we don't run enough to keep up with God. But we must trust God's timing in our lives. Yes, that's a hard one for me, and it may be a hard one for you. I can testify that things over the last couple of years, there was a couple of things that did not go in the timing that I wanted. It did not happen when I wanted it to happen, when I planned for it to happen, when I expected it to happen. But eventually, it did happen. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when desire cometh, it is like a well of life. We must learn to wait upon the Lord as we renew our strength, as we mount up with wings as eagles. We can walk and not get weary. We will run and we won't faint. We must be able to wait until his time. And sometimes he's working something out in our lives while we're waiting. When we're asking God for something and it doesn't happen in our time, That means we are out of the time that God wants it to happen.
Yes.
Listen to me. I did not understand it when it was happening. I was so angry. I was upset. It was not happening when I wanted. This was a couple of years ago, 2022. There were some things I was trying to get done, and I was pressing to get it done. But God put up, there were obstacles. I said, that's the devil. Every obstacle wasn't the devil.
Come on.
I said, the devil is doing this. What? And then God said, search your heart. I'm searching your heart, son. Your heart's got to be right before this will come to fruition. You got to change the way you're looking at certain people. Come on, somebody. You got to have a heart of compassion, forgiveness. You got to look at it before I can release what you need to do. Because it's about you changing, not about them. Anybody understand what I'm saying here today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm thinking about this in due season. So it's a due season. There's a right time. There's a God time, and then there's my time sometimes. If my time can line up with God's time, I'm all right.
Amen.
But sometimes I'm trusting God that he knows better than I do what's up ahead. Somebody going to say amen. Listen.
Amen.
Amen. So I got to trust that. Mother, you understand. I'm trying, and I'm feeling it. I'm pausing along this journey through this song because these are the testimonies. This has to be real in our lives because we all face these things.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
No, I could talk about it, you know, but I want to trust God in the timing.
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. The eyes, all eyes. And by the way, in this section, you're going to see the word all a lot. All. Verse 15, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and they giveth them their meat. He gives their meat in due season. 16, thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. You know, they say that he had the whole world in his hand. God opened his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. That means that in his hands, he created this through his word. He spoke and he created the heavens and earth. He spoke and it sustained his creation. He opens his hand because in his hand is the fullness of life. In his hand is the fullness of joy. In his hand is everything that we need. He's got the whole world in his hand. And he opens up that everything gets their desire, what they need to live. Oh, my God. 17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. In the NIV. So he's faithful in all that he does. Everything he does is right. He is God. Righteous. The Lord is righteous. Again, we see that word, he's righteous. Yes, he's perfect. That's why we praise him. That's why we boast in him, because he's righteous. He's perfect. He's holy. We boast in our God. Verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. He's near to all of those that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth, to all that call upon him in truth. He's nigh. He's right there. He's close. He's close by. He's near to all of us who call on him. They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We call upon the name of the Lord that we might be saved. He's near us. We draw nearer to him that he draw closer to us. Let us grab hold of the salvation. Let us grab hold of the life that's in Christ Let us grab hold of the goodness of God that he may draw closer to us. We stand upon truth, for Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. We call upon him upon the truth of his word and what he said, the truth of who he is in our lives. Yes, 19, he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They cry out to God for him. He hears them. He knows their heart. For the confession is made with their mouth. It's in their heart. They believe unto righteousness. Yes, God will fulfill the desire of those that fear him. I wonder if there's enough fear in the earth today of God. Is there enough fear of God today in the earth? We are asking God. We're crying out to God. Do we fear him? 2 Chronicles 7:14 is always a favorite one here. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, knowing who God is, and is here, and pray, and fast, turn away from wickedness.
All right.
Got to do a process. Turn away from wickedness.
All right.
Seek his face.
Yes.
That he might heal the land. And I believe that's physically healing the land as well as spiritually healing the people. But we must stop exalting evil. We must stop exalting evil. Listen to me, saints. We must stop lifting up evil. My poster scripture for 2025, and I've shared this with a few people. I'm trying to see if I can get a T-shirt made. I'm not sure what the caption is going to be. It might be the state of America, but it's Psalms 12, verse 8, King James Version. I got to make sure I know what version, because that's the one I like for this one. It says, evil walks on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Evil walks on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. We exalt vile men in this country. And we expect for everything to be all right. I'm saying from the presidents to the parties. I don't care if it's a donkey or elephant, okay? If we're exalting evil, we exalting vile people. Evil is on every side.
Mm.
Evil is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If the leader is corrupt, talk about king.
Amen.
We're talking about God's kingdom. David's talking about his king is righteous. If the king, if the earthly king is evil, there's chaos in the land. If the king is right, there's peace in the land. It's hard, though. It's hard. It's hard for us because we're looking for something to help us. But only God has the answer. It's in his hand. He just said he opened up the hand and everything. Desire is satisfied for every living thing out of his hand, out of his mouth, out of his word. Let me end this. Let me try to get to the end of this. Listen. 20, the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy.
All right.
I love that verse, Dr. Deb, because
all right.
People used to always tell me about stuff that's going on that's wrong. They tell me what this boss is doing and that boss is doing and what this general is doing and what this colonel is doing, what this king is doing, whatever this president is doing. But what I always tell people, I say, ain't nobody getting away with nothing.
All right, now. All right.
Ain't nobody getting away with nothing.
Get the word.
Because God said it right here. He will preserve all them that love him, but the wicked he will destroy.
Amen.
The problem that we have is we want him to do it when we want him to destroy.
Amen.
All right. All right.
We want him to do it when we say, go get him, God. Now. But believe and know that nobody's getting away with nothing who is perpetrating evil. Fret not thyself for the work of the evildoers, for in due season they shall be cut down. God is true to his word. Even if you never get to see it happen, trust God. Make sure you love him. He preserves all of us who love him. There's always a remnant there that he's protecting. Yes, because we love him. God knows our hearts. We can speak out of our mouth. Verse 21, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. David ends the psalm as he began it with praise. He said, I exalted him. He's my God, the King. He ends with it. He said, my mouth will speak the praise of the Lord and let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. This is a command. He commanded himself. He said, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. I'm going to brag on God. Listen.
Yes, yes.
If you're having problems and you're really struggling,
mm-hmm.
You think the devil's at your door. You think the devil is there. He's knocking at your door. Don't worry. Cast your cares on the Lord. Just sit down, relax, and say, Jesus, can you get that door for me? Let him answer, because the battle belongs to him. The battle belongs to the Lord. Let him fight your battles, and you'll always be victorious in the kingdom of God. Yes, it's his kingdom. He is the king. The king is responsible for the citizens of the kingdom. The king is responsible for his subjects. The king is responsible for making sure the people are taken care of. The king is also responsible for showing the character that he wants his subjects to follow.
All right,
that's the name that we're talking about. His
Come
name,
on.
His character is great.
Yes.
See, he honors his name. So he was so tough that God couldn't get anybody else to carry his name. So he sent his son to come for us. He said, I'll go for them. Yes, he made it sure that it was an everlasting covenant. Yes, it's an everlasting covenant for those who accept the Lord as their Lord and Savior, who believe in him. We have an everlasting covenant with him through the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, God cut a covenant with Abraham. He couldn't find any other man. Abraham wasn't worthy to be the other half of the covenant to swear for it. So he said he had to swear by himself.
Amen.
God sometimes had to talk about his own character when he told Moses, the Lord. He said, man, this is me. I'm the Lord. God is able to do anything.
Amen.
But fail us. We must trust him. We must live for him. We must be willing to live. We have to die in him. In Christ we live. In Christ we die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His character. His mercy endureth forever. I have been blessed by this psalm, my sisters and brothers, because when I realized and understood, I don't think I ever knew that this was the last psalm that's penned and credited to David. And when I reflect upon David's life, a life of imperfection, but a life following hard after God, a man who loved God, and even though he failed, God lifted him up, God gave him grace. He didn't kill him. He was supposed to die according to God's law, but God can be both righteous and gracious at the same time. He said, you're going to live, David. The sword will not leave your house. But David walked through the private wall of a godly man throughout his life and accepted God's pronouncement of the consequences of his sin. But he still lived for God, and he still led as a God king, a king for God, over his people. He still led them as king. And we consider him one of the greatest kings, if not the greatest king of the Israelite kingdom. Let us be mindful to trust our God, to follow hard after him, to make sure our heart is bent toward God. That's the key. Is your heart bent toward God? Are you sorrowful of spirit when you know that you have done wrong before him? Can you take out the 1 John 1:9 bar of soap and scrub and get clean? I preached a message, was probably the second message I ever preached as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Preached it to a prison in Forsyth, Georgia. Inmates sitting around the floor of that prison. Our male chorus was there as praisers. I was there as the messenger. When I stood before those that were considered inmates, I read from Peter, 1 Peter, about the dog returning to his vomit and the pig to the mire. I told them that real pigs don't wash clean. That was my message. Real pigs don't wash clean. There was some fear. I found out later on the brothers behind me in the choir was a little afraid because I heard them say, Kuiper, fix it. Fix it, Kuiper. Because they in their mind, they said, you done just called all these guys in here pigs. I said, no, they had to wait to hear the word. The message, real pigs don't wash clean, means that I'm looking at them, there were no pigs in there. They could be washed clean by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus washes us clean. Now, if you're a real pig, you won't wash clean. The only person that could be that person is the one that rejects the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. They
can't be washed clean.
Yes, sir.
I said, when you leave this place, you got to at least change three things. You must change your playground, your playmates, and your playthings. You must give yourself a chance. But you're going to need Jesus. So I'm offering Christ to you. And even on this line today, when we talk about David praising God, exalting him above all, we lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men and women unto me. We must lift up the name of Jesus above every name. Above presidents, kings, emperors, everything. We lift up the name of Jesus above everything.
Wow.
And let him draw them to the cross. Let them draw him to the cross. The Lord will draw them if we're willing to lift him up and to testify and to spread the gospel of peace. This is my song offering. Y'all know I can't sing, but I do have a song offering. I am thine, O Lord. I am thine, O Lord.
Yeah.
I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love.
to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Amen.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine.
Yes.
Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my soul be lost in thine.
Yes.
Draw me near, if your blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I yet may know, ere the face to face I see. There are heights of joy that I yet may reach, ere I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died.
Yes.
Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us draw near to the cross.
Amen.
To his precious
Praise
bleeding
God.
Side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your precious
yes,
blood.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
only
Lord.
You, Lord. Only you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You got to be grateful at everything. The small things, as he, no, I'm good at saying, Lord, show me the right parking space. Amen. But when praises go up, blessings come down. And if you continue to praise God, no matter what it is, I tell y'all, I had to learn to praise God when I was going through with my brother in December. I had to praise God to get through that. And God has
Amen.
Brought me through. He's still watching over me. He's still keeping me. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so glad I have sat up on the teachers, preachers that have taught you must praise God in everything.
Mm.
In everything you give thanks for. It's not that because my brother was dying I was giving thanks, but I was giving thanks because of the God gave him 75 years. And probably 40, maybe 50 of those years, my brother was actually sick. My brother got sick in 76, but God kept him here until 2024. was not able to take care of himself in all those years, but God kept him here. Jig had a good spirit. If you ever met him, he always had that smile on him. He couldn't talk, but
Amen.
He always had that smile on his face.
Amen.
And he was such a warm welcome to people that came to my house because, you know, I would carry him different places but not carry him everywhere. So I know if you trust God, if you learn to be yes. grateful in everything, he is going to bless you. I guess my testimony, you know, like living on a fixed income, as we say, you know, I thought I wasn't going to make it this month with bills and stuff, but you know what? Because of losing my brother's income. But you know what? God has blessed me and blessed me and blessed me, and money has came from everywhere. And that's because I trust God. I give him praise. So thank you, Pastor Kiefer. Thank you.
God bless you for that testimony. Amen. Out. May God continue to bless you and keep you in his care, my sister. Amen.
Praise God for the word this morning. Thank God for the word this morning.
Amen, mother.
Praise God. I know this is a song of praise and lifting of God, but truth be known, God lifts us because
yeah.
He, when we are obedient, when I am obedient to him and do what that says the Lord, his word lifts me up out of darkness and keep putting me in more light, more light, more light. So the praise that I have for God is just God lifting me up out of a dark, dark place. And as long as I have breath, I will continue to give him the praise and the glory because it all belonged to him, because he is constantly, continuously lifting me out and keeping me out of dark. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Ooh. May the Lord continue to keep your mother, Cora, and as he bless you. Like you said, his love lifted us, so he lifts us up. God bless you for that thought. Yeah, we lift him, not his name up, but he lifts us up by his love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God.
God bless you. Amen.
Bless you for the word this morning. Amen.
Bless you. God bless you.
Came prepared.
Oh, man. Ooh. Been immersing myself in the Lord. The Lord is good. Dr. Deb.
All I can say is to God be the glory. See what the Lord has done.
Amen.
What an awesome presentation of our word tonight, of this morning, excuse me, of a word that resonates, I believe, with all believers. All believers. When you gave us that title this morning, Great is the Lord and Greatly to be Praised. And as I looked in this psalm, Pastor Reggie, I just began to reminisce, and it's almost like David sitting there, and as he's writing this particular psalm, he looks over his life, and he sees the mercy and the grace of God. He sees that God's greatness has no limit. He recognized that God's grace and mercy had no boundary, and that there was no one that could measure or comprehend even his magnificence. David, as you said, being a king himself, but he recognized that as an earthly king, he was under the heavenly king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. One thing that brought to mind when I heard you use this word, and I have not heard you use this word very often, is the word expose. David is exposing God. He is shouting from the housetop. He is letting others know about his God. He's not ashamed. And that's a call for us as we apply this lesson to our lives. We cannot be silent. I see it in verse number 11. They will not be silent. They will talk of the grandeur of your kingdom and celebrate the wonder of your power. When somebody asks me, why are you dancing, Deborah? I can tell them. It is the goodness of God. I've seen his marvelous deeds. I've seen how he worked.
Yeah.
We have been praying for a lady last year. Her name was Miss Minnie. At our Friday time, we gathered together for praise and worship and study of the word. And Miss Minnie, you all, had cancer. She was further along in a stage of cancer. And basically, you know what the doctors say. But you know what I said that day? Well, the Holy Spirit said, you need to ask people who need prayer. And they put Miss Minnie's name on the board. And we got a report, Mother Cora, this past Friday. Sister Minnie went to the doctor, and the doctor said, cancer-free. He don't see nothing there. They checked the breath. They didn't see nothing there. And let me tell you something. See what the Lord has done. We cannot be silent.
Amen.
We cannot be silent in our jobs. We cannot be silent in our home. We got to start talking about the power of God, the celebrate his wonder power. Sit around and say, well, maybe I should say nothing, or I've already said something before. Let me tell you something. If you come to my house, we gonna praise God. We're going to get into that word, and we're going to find a place where we intersect together and be reminded of the marvelous deeds of God. We cannot be silent.
Amen.
We talk about everything else. We talk about what's going on in the White House, who's signing what, this and that, who's being put in this position. Stop talking about that and start talking about the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Because we already know that the heart of the king is in the hands of God, the King of Kings. Brother Core. We cannot be silent. We got people sick in our families, and we're silent. No, I ain't going to be silent about it. I'm going to do all that I can. Now, whether or not they want to step into it, that's going to be on them. But it won't be on me by me keeping my mouth closed. That's what the psalmist said in verse 11. He said, we cannot be silent. We cannot be silent about the wonders and the power of God. That's what the psalmist said. It ain't what Deborah Singleton said. That's what verse number 11 says. Here's the other thing, Pastor. When you say expose God, you exposed him this morning. You bragged on him this morning. You told me how trustworthy he is. You told me how faithful he is. You told me that he's a sustainer. You told me that he's compassionate. You told me that he's a provider. You told me that he's kind. You told me that he's righteous. You told me that he's perfect. Yeah. You told me that he hears and answers prayer. Not in my timing, but I got to trust God in his timing. That's what the scripture said. It ain't what I'm making up or trying to make a point. This is what the word of God says this morning, and this is a psalm we need to look at when we get ready to go through our fast. This is a psalm. This is a psalm 145. We gonna put in our booklet. We gonna add this psalm, Sister Ruby, Psalm 145, because you cannot fast, you cannot go into repentance, you cannot pray without recognizing and exposing God of who he is. Oh, the other thing I captured this morning, this personal commitment in verse 21, Pastor Reggie, you talked about. It says, this is a personal commitment. This is what David said. This is what Deborah's going to say. My lips will sing the praise of the eternal. Let every creature join me and praise the holy name of God forever and always. That's a personal commitment, Sister Wanda. That's a personal commitment. I'm not speaking it from just me and somebody else, but it's a personal commitment that my lips will sing the praise of the eternal. And let every creature join me and praise the holy name of God for how long? Forever and always.
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 Look, one more verse, Pastor. You got us this morning.
Sister Wanda
was reading from the New Living Translation this morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I saw something. I saw verse number 20. It says, all of you who love God, he will watch out for you. Oh, that means I got 24-hour security. I got 24-hour protection. I got Psalm 91 right there. But notice this, but total destruction. I like the way you work with it, this word. Total destruction is around the corner for all the wicked. Now, what is God saying there? I hear God saying to me this morning, those who refuse to repent while deliberately pursuing the harm of others. That's what's going to happen to them, y'all, because refuse to repent. While they continue to hurt others, beat up on others, take advantage of others, you ain't got to worry about that. Look, God already said in his word, he ain't going back on his word. He said, I'm long-suffering, I'm giving them an opportunity to repent, but if they refuse to repent, and if they continue to deliberately to pursue and hurt others, I got this. So when God says, I got it, then Deborah Singleton ain't got to worry about it. I just got to do my part. I can't stay silent. I got to be contagious, Pastor Reggie. I got to be contagious, reflecting the image of God, reflecting the things of God. Yes, other kingdoms going to fall down, y'all. But the kingdom of God will never fail. He will never be booted out of his position. He will never be voted out of his position. Notice that we got a responsibility, you all. We got to tell it. We got to speak it. We got to make God and his kingdom known to others, the whole world, Matthew 28, 19 through 20, as we get a deeper understanding of who God is. And as I get ready to go through this fast, I want a deeper understanding of who God is. I want a deeper personal walk with him. And Sister Ruben, the song, we're going to add another song to our fast. Draw Me Nearer. I thank you, Pastor Reggie. Draw Me Nearer needs to be another song that we add to our fasting package as well. And the last thing I want to say this morning is this. Pastor Reggie, you reminded me of a car wrap. I noticed that the Make a Rescue Mission here in Macon, that a lot of their vehicles have wraps on them. That's where you take your car in, and they make your car like an advertisement. They put this wrap on it. They wrap it into these, and they advertise who they are, the rescue mission, what they do, and how you can donate. You know what I thought about? Maybe I need to get a car wrap for my truck. Put a wrap around it, especially during this time, to remind us that our God is trustworthy, that our God is faithful, that our God is a sustainer, our God is compassionate. And then I need to put a number on there that they can call, Jeremiah 33:3, that says, call on the Lord, and he will answer. So this morning, not only can I get a wrap to put on my truck, but I say we need to be wrappers, don't you? We need to be a wrap. When people look at us, that it's like something contagious about us, that when they look at us, we can tell them, we can testify. So, Sister Wanda, you got a testimony. So I'm gonna hand it over to Sister Wanda this morning, a reflector of who God is. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen.
Wow, all I can say is I love the word. I love when you made sometimes when you said it's out of time. It's out of our time, but it's not out of God. But it's out of God's time, and it's okay. It's okay. He's gonna help us. He's gonna put us in the right place. He's gonna make us, you know, do the white walk and the right talk. I'm so nervous, but I'm not afraid.
Take your time, sister. Take your time, my sister.
I'm not afraid, but I'm just, you know, just when I think on God's goodness and His mercy, and I think on just like we don't always have it right, and it's okay. Because we know we're under construction. We're still up under his ministry. We're still up under his word. And he's still with us. And I thank him, Lord, for his tender mercy and grace. Oh my God, I can stay on that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because I know who He is, and I know what His plan, the plan that He has for our lives. Not just for my life, not for my kids, not for my family, not for my friends, but for all of God's people.
Hallelujah.
There's no exception. And to God be the glory. Oh my, I mean, to God be the glory. When I was reading the word, like everybody else, I went from the New Living Translation, Amplified, to the English Standard Version. I kept going back and forth. So I got mixed up because I got it on a digital thing, and I was like, okay, let me go to this one. And I was like, okay, which one did I want to say to make it plain and not have to rush through the word? And I ended up with the New Living Translation. And I'm just so glad. I'm just so grateful. Every time, I think you said this a while back, the Psalms is a great place to start. It's a great place to study. It's a great place to live in this season right now. We don't know what, we can always turn to the book of Psalms and just take our time to read and to listen and allow God to speak to us, to our spirit, as He orchestrates our lives. And I'm just so grateful to be in the midst. Today, I'm just so grateful. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on around us, like Minister Sanders said, no matter what's going on in the White House, I'm just trying to right now just take what's going on in my house. And just kind of minister and walk through the word each and every day, each and every step, as He would have me to be. And I'm so grateful to be in the Lamb Book of Life.
Hallelujah.
I'm just excited for everything that He's done and what He's doing. And I know that He has great things in store for all of us. And I'm so grateful to be a part of His ministry. I'm so grateful for the wisdom, the words of encouragement, the life lessons, and the pickups, even when we mess up, the pickups. I'm so grateful for that. And I can't do nothing but give God glory for giving praise every day. Like you said, when we wake up, bless the name of the Lord. You thank you, God, for the breath of life. Bless the name of the Lord. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him praise. And that's my walk. That's my journey. That's how I'm living my life from January the 26th ongoing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. Powerful. Powerful words, my sister. God is good. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your fervor for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bring it forth.
Yes, indeed.
And let us know we're maturing. We are hearing from the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Yes. Basking in His glory, in his presence, just knowing. Mm-hmm. I got to see this thing Dr. Deb talking about wrapped up. I got to see that. Amen. That might
yeah,
be
when you were talking. Yeah, when you were talking, I thought about it. The rescue mission got it. And I thought it was, you know, they paint things on your car that it stays there. But no, it's called a wrap. It's called a car wrap or a vehicle wrap, where you take your car in, and if they want to use your car, your vehicle, as a advertisement for them, they put a wrap on it. And Mother Cora is familiar with it. And you take it in there because they want to advertise their business.
Amen.
And so they pay you to do it now. They pay you for your vehicle, be a wrap and everything. But, you know, I start thinking about it. I said, wait a minute here. I'm supposed to be a wrap for the Lord. When you look at me, you should be able to see that I'm a kingdom child. And if you don't know what a kingdom child is, you can ask me, what do you mean that God is compassionate? What do you mean? And then that opens the door for us to carry out ministry. See, the world, really, the world borrowed from us. The world borrowed from the word of God, and they out there using it. So why don't we use it? Why don't we be a wrap? I like it, and really spun off from your idea of the T-shirt. So when you get the T-shirt, I want to wear that T-shirt because I want others to know.
See, we got to use creative ways which God first gave to us, the world picking them up. We got to bring it back and use it. So we need to be a wrap. We need to be a wrap for the Lord. We need to be wrapped up in his compassion, wrapped up in his love, wrapped up in his mercy, wrapped up in his tenderness, so that we'll be a reflection of him, so that I'm going to be like David. David said, I'm going to continually bless your name forever and always, because when I look back over my life and see where you brought me from, when you brought me, when I was facing that Goliath, you brought me. When I was facing Absalom, you brought me. When I was facing Saul, you brought me. When I was king and I messed up looking over there on the wrong housetop, you brought me. So David now collects all of that, just like I look at my life. And I look back over and say, it was the Lord that brought me, and I'm not going to talk about myself. I'm going to direct you to the heavenly king.
Yes.
So we need to become rappers. Get us a rap and wrap it around. Have it. It's in us because it first starts inside of us, the Holy Spirit which dwells in us. As we surrender and submit ourselves, we become more, Brother Al, like Christ. We become imitators of Christ. So we have to become, we have to be this not keeping silent and be one to open our mouths and say, I'm not going to let nobody stop telling, tell me to stop praising the Lord. I'm not going to stop telling you what God says and what is right in his word, because I want you to have the same thing. I want you to have a greater walk with God than I have. So I am so thankful. Thank you, Sister Wanda. Those were powerful and memorable words that you said. But most of all, it's being a doer that you are in the word. So I appreciate you as well as others this morning. Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah, amen. We don't use our means and ways of presenting God wherever we travel.
Come on.
All right. Yes, indeed.
Come on, Mother Cole.
You don't have to have a stage to present God.
Come on, Mother Cora. Hey, Pastor Reggie, ask Mother Cora when she go to the hospital. She been in the hospital. Ask her. I guarantee you she was a witness. She said, see what the Lord has done. I guarantee you she ain't looking for no pulpit. She ain't looking for nobody to raise a hymn. But she's sharing with them the word of God. She's sharing. There you go, Mother Cora. God has given us a pulpit. That's the ground. That's the earth. And every place we go, we ought to be testifying, telling the world that Jesus lives, telling the world that Jesus saved, telling the world, bragging on God. We brag on other things. Brag on God. Brag on him, how he brought you. My mother was born in 1935. I know she can brag on God. Mother Cora, I know you can brag on God. When you got to work in the cotton field, when you got to take your stuff to the gin, and then you almost owe everything that you're taking it. Wait a minute. I know we can testify this morning how he brought you. Brought you out of the cotton field. Brought you out of help you to... Oh, that's enough, Pastor. You go on. You go on.
Because
when I look at this scripture, when I look at it, I see the awesome works of God is mightier than anything anyone else can do. There's nothing greater than God. That's what verse number 6 says. We confess there's nothing greater than you, God. There's nothing mightier than your awesome works. And I will tell of your greatness as long as I have breath. So let me tell y'all, you can't make me shut up. Because if I go to a place, I still can wave my hand.
All right.
I still pat my feet. I can still, you know what I'm saying? I can still send over there a little note to you. See, that's what David is saying. In a time like this, in 2025, the people of God, the disciples of God, the ambassadors of God, as they open their mouths, you cannot be silent. You can't be silent. You can't be silent. Can't be silent.
No, because you know people are always saying, nobody come back and told you. You have to open your eyes and see. When the black man couldn't even vote, now the black man went to the White House. He didn't have to come back and tell you. You can see that.
Yeah, amen.
You know, so these are the things you have to be watchful. You have to have a eye to see.
And you got to want to know.
Amen.
You got to want to know more about it.
All right, nobody came back and told me. Anybody died and come back? What did Jesus do?
He came back and told us what to do.
People use excuses. That won't work.
Come on, sister.
He's a name above all names. He is worthy of our praise. How great.
Our God.
Yes, he is.
Help me to say how great.
He was talking about the cotton field. See, I've been delivered out of them cotton fields, the okra field, the cucumber patch, the squash field. I know about that stuff. And I wasn't born in 1935, but I promise you, I know about all that stuff. From sun up to sundown. If you got a quarter, you was doing good. Me as a child at that time, if I got a quarter, and I had some money back then, because you know what? A quarter bought a lot. But right now, a dollar ain't what it seems. How great is our God? How great is our God? When I just look back, and I don't have to look back way back then. I can just look back at yesterday. I how blessed I were from yesterday to today. How God is just showing grace and mercy. And I love those twins called Grace and Mercy. And Minister Singleton, you were right. Because as soon as you said it, I got that psalm on my paper. That's something I think I need to read every day. You're right. I need it for me. So you're right. We need that psalm. Yes. I need that one. That speaks to me. Because nobody can tell like I can tell what he's done for me.
Come on now. Nobody.
Yes.
Nobody. Nobody can do it.
Nobody.
Nobody.
I don't care where I go. I like to share the goodness. I've got to the point, I just love doing it. I go in the Family Dollar, General Dollar. I'm going to say something. You don't have to preach it, but you can just say something. And it's nothing sometimes but good morning. How you doing? A door going to open. If you go in there in the right spirit, a door will open for you to say something to somebody. I don't care where
you are. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
And you don't have to do nothing but plant a little seed. And maybe someone else is going to come along and water it. But if you plant that seed, it will grow. I'm a witness. It will grow. You plant the seed. Thank you so much, Pastor Kiefer. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
You know I love you. I love all y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you for your testimony. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your life. Thank you for your testimony. Amen. Ooh. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Dr. Deb?
Pastor Reggie, we're going to go over to Uncle John. We're going to go over to Uncle John. Uncle John, come on. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because he's probably pacing the floor.
I know he is. Hey, Mother Cora, I've been up and down myself, so I know. Come on, Uncle John.
Uncle John. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? How are you?
Bless and holler favor in the Lord.
Amen. thank you, Pastor Kuiper, for walking through that 145 for me this morning.
145. God bless you.
You walked through it. We thank God for you and you for that. We thank Minister Dare, Mother Cora, Sister Ruby, Sister Wanda for lending their voices this morning. Talking about Word of God. You on it. 145. I'm going to start calling you that 145. That's what you are.
Lord, I'm ready.
Oh. Yeah. Our devotion to this morning, Mr. Deborah, Psalm 100, Sister Ruby, our morning prayer, 145 read by Sister Wanda, Song of Praise, Brother L.
Amen.
Brother L, you sung it with meaning this morning. You sung it with
Amen.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen.
Let's look at a couple of verses at your Psalm 145, Pastor Kuiper. For you, just a couple of verses at your Psalm.
All right. All right. Okay.
Verses 13 and 14. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, raiseth up all those that be bowed down.
Amen.
We want to use for a subject this morning, we fall down, but we get up.
Hallelujah.
We fall down, but we get up.
Praise God.
In those days, if you went in to see a king, you would have to bow the knee. Then he would allow you to speak. That represented the power that earthed the king thought that he had. He had sitting way up on his throne. He would raise his scepter for you to get up, showing his power. But Revelation 19 and 16 said, and he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Our king is Pastor Kai. Writer here is David, who is praising our God. David is very generous with his praise. We ought to be grateful to our God and generous with our praises. Ask someone this morning, are you standing with the praise? We shouldn't mind praising our God. He's worthy of our praise.
Yes, Lord.
One who woke us up early this morning. Our right mind. I know that the doctor didn't do it. It was Jesus. Jesus who woke us up this morning. If someone believes the doctor did it, doctor, follow me down to Westview Cemetery, and we will see just what he can do. David here is praising our God. It is said that some folk have what they call a golden mouth. They say words that need to be said, and at a time the words what God would have them to say. That's what you call a golden mouth. Will you use your golden mouth this morning to praise our God? You know, a baby is when he is trying to learn how to walk. sometimes they may fall down.
Mm.
Grandmother say, leave them alone and let them get up.
Mm.
He will learn how to walk, not falling down.
Mm.
But as a Christian babe, we fall down, but we get up. And we get up praising our God.
Mm.
Up with our praise on and walking with the Lord.
Mm.
David here wasn't praising God just for himself. He was praising God for others, such as you and I. We can learn to praise God for ourselves. Yes, we fall down, but we get up. We get up praising our God. Why don't you get up this morning and get your praise on. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My.
Get up. Hallelujah. Get up.
My. Get up. Thank you. My. Thank you, Lord. My. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Start all over again.
All right, Sister Ruby. Amen. Amen. Oh, we want to thank Uncle John for bringing such a message to us on today. Him and Pastor Reggie just tag teaming, bringing the message that, yes, we do get up again. And we as ambassadors for the Lord, we get up again running and still telling the world that Jesus lives and that Jesus saves. And we are each called to be ministers of reconciliation, and that is ministers who share the good news as well as show others how they too can be saved. And those that are saved, which Sister Wanda said it so well, those of us that are saved, how to continue to renew our minds and have the transformed minds we need to walk in the Word, to be citizens of the kingdom, to be wrapped up and clothed in compassion, kindness, tenderness, and in love. Just thank all of you that are joining with us on today. I am thankful that we went into the Word of God, and the Word of God came forth and to encourage us on how to walk. Yes, Psalm 145 will be a part of our fast, as well as adding the song, Draw Me Nearer, Draw Me Nearer. And we'll make sure that we include that as well. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to make a few announcements, and then we're going to ask Uncle John if he would come back and close us out on today. Before Uncle John, Pastor Reggie will come and for any final comments that he would like to give to us on today. Again, thank you all so much for joining with us. Our announcement this morning is mark your calendars for tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, we are going to have a session preparing us for the upcoming fast, the 3rd of February, February the 3rd, which is a Monday, 2025. Keep in mind, this is not something that you have to do. This is voluntary, absolutely voluntary, if you would like to be a part of it. Another ministry is joining. We are joining with. We are all coming together early morning. It's led by Pastor Charles Story, which you all are very familiar with, who has come and shared with us as well. So we are on this journey together. But like I say, it is voluntary. It is entitled Fasting, Repentance, and Prayer, Becoming More Like Christ. Fasting, Repentance, and Prayer, Becoming More Like Christ. We have provided booklets for this fast. Also, we provided additional scriptures for you to use. You have a morning scripture, and you have a midday and an evening scripture to read, to meditate on, as well as some homework to do, during our fast. Because if fasting is to move us away from those things that we enjoy that are pleasurable, to move us closer to the Lord, then we need to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. It doesn't mean you stop working, doesn't mean you stop, but we are moving our minds, aligning our minds and our hearts to the Word of God, the will of God, and the way of God. And to do that is via His Word. The fast that we are on will be the Daniel fast, the 21-day Daniel fast. It is a plant-based fast where we are enjoying all of the fruits and vegetables that we can enjoy. We are moving away from meats, items, processed food items, those kinds of sugar items, caffeine items. We're going to move away from that, and that's why I mention it now, so that we can get our minds prepared, our bodies prepared. That is, begin weaning yourself from some of that now. Begin to wean yourself. We have about another week and a day to go, so we start our weaning, our detox process, beginning to move away from the caffeine, moving away from the sugar, moving away from the other items that we enjoy so much, and to begin to increase our diet with the fruits and the vegetables, as well as getting our pantries in shape for this, our minds, our pantries, as well as the persons in your household, sharing with them the journey that you are about to encounter and that you are about to go on. Again, a session will be held on tomorrow evening, that's Monday, at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Hopefully everyone will have their booklets in hand. We know that some are in the mail getting to you, but please know we hope that you certainly will have it by next Monday. There are some prep scriptures we're asking you to read, and we'll share that with you on Monday, tomorrow, if you don't already have your booklet in hand. We're going to give you the scriptures that you need to start reading, meditating on, highlighting, taking notes from them as well. This is a time for us to align ourselves to our Heavenly Father. And what better opening this morning of Psalm 145, reminding us of who God is. And not only that, but what God does for us in our lives and what we are supposed to do as well. So if you hadn't gotten your booklet, please let me know. Again, we've dropped them in the mail. They are coming, and you should have them by before we start the fast on Monday, February the 3rd. But tomorrow we will have a training session getting us ready. Go ahead and write down, what are you fasting? What is it that you desire to see, or what you are going to do in this particular fast? So go ahead and begin to write those things down. Those who have that book, go ahead and start perusing it, going through it, looking at it, getting your mind set in terms of how you need to move forward as we get ready for February the 3rd. Again, this is voluntary. If you would like to be a part of it, just send me a quick text message. That's a great way to get in touch with me, a text message, and let me know if you would like a booklet. We can make sure that we get a booklet out to you. We've just had a great number of people wanting it. We're having to go back to the print and get more made. So we just want to make sure you have what you need, the necessary information. All of this is based upon Scripture and God's Word. Sister Ruby, come on with some announcements. Please keep Sister Pat in prayer. Keep her lifted, Sister Pat Taylor. Lifted in prayer. Keep Pastor Charles and Sister Tony Story in prayer. Sister Tony's father was promoted this past week, so please keep them in your prayer as well. Mother Cora, Mother Neil, Uncle John, and all of us that come, let us keep one another in prayer, keep each other lifted, and align ourselves to Colossians chapter 3. Aligning ourselves as to what God has called us to be, and what he looks for us to be as kingdom disciples. Sister Ruby, over to you for our announcement on this evening's presenter.
Amen, amen. This afternoon, Apostle Atside will be coming. If you haven't heard her, you're in for a treat. If you have sitting up on the end of her teaching, you know what we are going to be blessed with. She stands on the Word of God. She is full of the Word of God. And whenever you're having a conversation, you're going to hear about Jesus. So please come out and be with us tomorrow evening. If any way you can make it, please come out. There is so much information in this book that this fast. It is so much. Even if you don't do the fast, there's so much information in this book about how to live a godly life. I thank each and every one of you all for coming in week after week, Sunday after Sunday. May God continue to bless each and every one of you all. Please share the line with someone. We have so many friends now that are not attending a building. And if they're at home not doing anything, tell them about the line. We are standing on the Word of God to get God's message out to everyone. So please share the line, share the number, and whatever way, let's keep on witnessing for the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for your commitment and dedication, as well as certainly our regular listeners that we know that you are out there. You have certainly blessed this ministry. We want to thank you for the blessings that you have provided for us. We do have some upcoming outreach activities that we want to share with you, because we are going to continue to carry out Matthew 28:19-20. We're going to continue to carry out Matthew 25:35-40. And it doesn't matter where you live at, you still can be a part of these outreach ministry efforts and sharing the Word of God. I'm going to give one more testimony, and then Pastor Reggie, if you would come back with us. Yesterday, I went down to the mission, and there was a letter that was on my desk, Sister Ruby. And it was from a person who has been in prison for over 16 years. He is getting ready to get out and come back into society. He does have a family. I'm quite sure they're in the process of ensuring that he can transition out and be able to do and get the things that he needs. But we have been ministering to this person for a number of years, and I know it has been more than 6 years. And just to see that he remembers us as well as what we continue to do. At Christmas, we minister to him through word, because we can't send a package or anything. But through the Word of God, we have been writing and sending scriptures and just encouraging him in the Word. And now he's getting ready to be released. I want us to be praying for him. I'm just going to give you his first name. It's Deontay. His name is Deontay. And let's just be praying for him that he has a smooth transition, but he's integrated back in society, but he continues to align himself with the Word of God, the will of God, the way of God, and the Word of God. We don't want him to go back. We want him to be aligned to the Word, and that he is placed in a body that will love and care for him, and that he himself would not want to go back. He himself would not turn back to an old way of living, the old way of life. So I want us to add Brother Deontay to our list on today, and continue to thank God for Sister Minnie, who, as I said, got the report, no more cancer, didn't see none, nothing is there. So we want to continue to praise God for that blessing. So over to you, Pastor Reggie. Thank you again for an awesome, I'm like Uncle John, we're going to make you Psalm 145. We're going to make that your rapper. We're going to make sure we say 145. 145 for Pastor Reggie. Over to you, Pastor Reggie, and then over to Uncle John. Mother Cora, again, thank you for your comments, your input, and certainly your love that you have for us. Amen. Over to you, Pastor Reggie.
Amen. 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 Mother Cora, thank you again for your comments and your encouragement, words of encouragement. I have to echo what Dr. Deb has said. Sister Ruby, Sister Wanda, Brother Al, Uncle John, all the saints that's listening on the line, Mother Wimley, any other saints that may be listening, we thank God for your attentive ear today and for the blessing that we've had in our time with the Lord today. Only thing I want to add is this. I just want to encourage everybody, as by the word, as I take on this title 145, I guess that's like the President of the United States have numbers, right? I guess I'm 145 now. Amen. So we just want to encourage you because 145 has blessed me. The challenge of even studying it and preparing to deliver what I could to you all today. Great is our Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. So let's continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Let's lift up our God before the world that all might know who our God is and that he's a Savior of mankind. And Jesus will be there in the gospel of peace as we carry out, as Dr. Dev says, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. We want to continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to a dying world. We are a light in the midst of darkness. We are the salt of the earth. So I just want to encourage you all. Thank you, Uncle John. We fall down, but we will continue to get up, and we press forward to the mark and the high calling that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord. God bless you all, and may you have a great rest of your day and your great week as we look forward to preparing for fasting and prayer. God will answer prayer. Amen. Over to you, Uncle John.
Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this hour. Able to come back to the presence of those on the line this morning, everywhere. Oh, Father, you know all our needs, because you made us and you know all about us. We ask you, Lord, to help us on this journey. We pray that many can and will stay steadfast in your word. We know that you know what we need. We pray this morning for Minister Darville and Pastor Kike and all others on the line. May we continue to pray for each other. We pray for the sick and shut-in everywhere. We know, oh Lord, that they need your blessing. They keep their eyes steadfast on you, that you may be able to bless them real good. These and other prayers we pray in our Son Jesus' name. We be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. This I pray in Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining with us. If you're able to, we look forward to hearing you coming back this evening. Again, circle your calendars for Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Amen. Thank you again, Pastor Reggie. Psalm 145.
Have a good afternoon. Love you all.
Hey, love y'all too. Be blessed.
Pastor Kuiper.
Be blessed, Sister Ruby. God bless you.
You too, darling.